Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
But first, we're going to explore what's going on in the markets around the world. And I'm joined now by the highly insightful Russ Mole from AJ Bell. Russ, first off, the US has paused its strikes as Oman is pursuing a Hormuz transit deal. It seems the markets are slightly more optimistic after seeing last week's oil price climb.
Yes, good morning to you, Susan. So the oil price is down around 4% as we speak right now, looking at Brent crude for delivery in 1 month's time. That's down to $96 a barrel. So now it's very much, again, we've had what was a peace deal on the 8th of April. We've had a memorandum of understanding on the 17th of June between Washington and Tehran. Now the issue is, to what degree can they come up with a deal on the Straits of Hormuz that will help things proceed to a final formal peace deal? The argument seems to be over the percentage of shipping that goes through Iranian waters and or goes through a narrow strait along the coast of Oman, which is where the Iranians have been attacking shipping.
It's interesting hearing you say prices are down to $96 a barrel. I mean, if I had said this to you any time before February 28th, that would have been unthinkable perhaps at the time. But again, I will ask the question, are the markets getting complacent now again to say, okay, here we go again, there'll be some sort of a peace deal or some sort of a ceasefire of sorts and it'll be grand? Is that the way the markets are looking at it?
They are. Ever since the 8th of April and there was that initial peace deal, that's been their core view. The market's core view has been that means military escalation has ended, and if escalation has ended, that means de-escalation is coming, which means there will ultimately be a peace deal. And that's been their core view.
Okay. Now,
so clearly where they could be wrong is if you say, is if the military conflict continues. And if I was Iranian, within reason, I'd be quite content to drag this out as close to the US midterms as I can, because that gives me more leverage over President Trump, because he's worried about the cost of living and the price of gasoline in the States. And if you look at crack spreads, how the cost of crude, how much diesel and gasoline and jet fuel you get from a barrel of oil, and therefore effectively how much profits refiners are making, they are through the roof. So that tells you that's going to filter through to the pump pretty quickly unless something happens.
Okay, a couple of things on that now. First off, we're under 100 days now to those midterms.
Correct.
Secondly, if we look at the price at the pump in the US pre the 28th of February, we're looking at around about $3 a gallon. That's now up to $4.11. So if we now rocket forward to Wednesday, Kevin Warsh and the team at the Fed are going to be making an announcement about interest rates. What are you expecting and what are the markets expecting, Russ?
Yeah. I mean, this is the challenge for the Fed. We've got Mr. Warsh in as the new chair, as you said, and he's got no more control over the price of oil or gasoline at the pump than you or I do. But financial markets, having really been expecting not very much, and now putting a 38% chance on a 1/4 point interest rate increase from the Fed at this meeting on Wednesday. And if they don't move on Wednesday, they think there's a nearly a 90% chance of an increase from Mr. Warsh and his colleagues at the Fed in September. Now, remember, he's really been brought in by President Trump in theory to get interest rates down, to help the US government debt prove a little bit more manageable than it is, because the interest bill there is terrifying. It's about a fifth of the tax take, and higher interest rates won't help that terribly much, because that's affect government bond costs as well.
Russ, the thing is, on several occasions, Kevin Warsh says inflation is a choice. So while he may not have control over the oil price, he does feel that the Fed has a choice about what level of inflation is across the US.
He has talked a much tougher game than a couple of his recent predecessors, Janet Yellen and Jay Powell, of that. There is absolutely no doubt. And so that's why markets are starting to get a little bit more nervous. And you've actually seen this reflected as well in US government borrowing costs, which have ticked up. A, partly because America is spending money like it's tap water in the Middle East on the war right now. And in fact, generally, it's running up an extra debt of around $2 trillion a year. And also because Mr. Warsh is talking a tougher game on the cost of borrowing.
And of course, he's not going to give any forward guidance either. So whatever we hear on Wednesday is going to refer to Wednesday and not the next meeting. It's up to the markets to figure out from there. Next up, I want to come a bit closer to you, which is British Petroleum seem to be getting further and further away from their previous green energy agenda. Look, Russ, they seem to be seeking to sell Lightsource. It was the largest solar developer in Europe when they invested in it in 2017. But analysts suggest this move will be helpful in offloading some of its $23 billion net debt. What do you think is going on here?
Yeah, two issues here. The first of which is, as you say, the pivot back to oil and gas. So Bernard Looney made BP a much, was looking to make BP a much greener play, pivot towards renewables. He got himself fired. The share price didn't like it. The oil price and gas price have gone up, and investors have been looking for BP to make more of its existing assets. At the same time, the company does have, as you say, an awful lot of debt, and so therefore it is looking to reduce the debt and now sell that solar power business. The rumour is it's not going to get much money for it, but it will be able to get rid of the debt that's associated with it, which is the thick end of around $3 billion. It could be seen as a win for new boss Meg O'Neill. She's been looking to steady the ship after the loss of two CEOs and a couple of chairmen in very quick succession, and getting the debt down. Generally speaking, investors view things, less debt means less risk. Less risk, therefore, can mean a higher share price, all other things being equal.
And as you say, not alone is Meg O'Neill looking to steady the ship, it's also delving even deeper into their core, which is oil and gas, what BP has been known for.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. If they're not investing money in solar, they're investing money back in hydrocarbon exploration and production, where, as we've just been discussing, the price is pretty high right now, and that gives them a chance to maximise profits from production and also from downstream, such as refining and selling the stuff on the petrol forecourts.
Last thing I want to ask you about, there's lots of news out today around IPOs. CXMT's IPO was 212 times oversubscribed for the retail portion. Hong Kong Stock Exchange is relaxing its listing standards. Why is 2026 becoming the year of the IPO, Russ?
A lot of different reasons. Firstly, there are lots of companies out there who are looking to raise money because the development of AI with its data server centers chips is expensive, or they're looking to increase production of chips to facilitate AI. So there's been a big focus on money raising in the technology area because they're hopeful that there's a huge market further down the road. So they think they want money. Secondly, markets have gone up, so the sellers can possibly get higher valuations than they would have done a year ago. Thirdly, investors are feeling very bullish and feel that they want to get to play. And fourthly, Wall Street, Sarah, is in the moving business, not the storage business. So if people want to buy things, believe me, Wall Street will make sure there's things there for people to buy, Susan.
As ever, as I had said, the highly insightful Russ Mould from AJ Bell.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.